call to order at 3:06 p.m. Hi, y'all.
Hi.
This is our last meeting. Okay. All right. So just like we did, last week, Jonathan is going to take over the meeting. I want to just give my hello. And I want to make a comment. So there will be food in the back. Legislators, you get first grabs at it, along with the cabinet, et cetera, executive board. And then we'll open it up to anyone else if you're interested in having it. It's going to come around 4:15. Not really sure what time I told them. And I also want to mention, you are getting gifts. We have fake gifts here for you today because the gifts that we ordered are not coming until tomorrow. But you all have to pick them up because they're all special and customized. So you have to pick them up. They're coming in tomorrow. So you'll get a GroupMe text about it. So just saying, hey, pick up your real, not fake gift. Okay? Okay, great. Jonathan, that's you.
Let's do it.
Go ahead. Woo, yeah.
It's here.
It's right there, right? Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Roll call, then by the PPT.
Angela.
Here.
Adonis. Ariana.
Here.
Alstema. Evan.
Here.
Javana. Greg.
Here.
G.
Here.
Jack. James.
Here.
Jamie. Jarrell, Jonathan,
here.
Carla,
hi.
Kevin, Nick,
here.
Paulette,
here.
Rick, Scott,
here.
Charisse,
here.
Tashawn,
I said.
Savannah,
here.
Gabriella,
here.
Todd, how do you say it?
Well, she's not here, so it doesn't matter. Okay. All right, is that all? Good. All right, acceptance of the minutes. I ask that you all scroll down to the bottom of your agenda, take a look if any changes need to be made.
Can I make a form of amendment? It says on Bill S-2019-027, it says MSU Muse Class 4 tournament, while on the bill it says Class 3 tournament.
Class 3. Got that. Okay. Any other changes need to be made? Ariana?
I just have a question. The bills are not in order of how they happened in the meeting. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Yes. They're never in order on how they happened, actually. Just because it didn't make sense with the progression of the new business. And yeah.
And then the changes call?
My name is spelled.
Oh, no.
It's spelled with a C.
Okay, we'll be sure to change that.
I know,
okay, anything else? All right, so seeing none, you need a 2/3 majority vote in order for the minutes to be accepted. All those in favor? All those opposed, all those abstaining, minutes have been accepted. And then before we move on, we do need to appoint a temporary clerk. So if there's any takers this last meeting, no? Okay. We're going to pick a number?
We need two numbers.
Two numbers?
Yeah, because it's going to be a long
Or if you haven't done them already, just...
Yeah, wait. Can you raise your hand if you've done them, please? If you've done them and it's already this semester. Okay, great. Okay.
You want to do the minutes, Gabriella?
Sure.
Okay, so you want to make the motion, I guess?
So, Ariana.
Motion to appoint Gabriella as temporary clerk.
Is there a second?
Second.
Gabriella, you are the temporary clerk. Okay.
Make sure she accepts it.
Oh, Gabriella, do you accept?
I accept, yes.
Okay, great. You are now the temporary clerk. Administrative reports.
Julie?
Hello, friends. Marielle's in Mexico. I am not. Right? It is what it is. Yay for making it to the end of the year and to your last meeting. You've done a thing or several things. Good on you. For those of you that were here for the Student Center listening session, thank you so much for your feedback. For those of you that would like to give us feedback about the Student Center, there is a form on HawkSync that you can complete on the Student Center portal. It's the only thing on the portal, so you can find it there. And know that CSI is around if you have any questions, if you need anything. And have a great end of the semester. Finish strong. Go to class. Take your exams. Do the thing.
Sounds good. All right. Moving on. Officer reports. Anything.
Where's the banana suit?
I'm so sorry. I didn't check it out last minute. Anyway, so I just have a quick thing to say, but I would just like to take this time to thank you all so much for all your hard work that you have put in this year. It has been so wonderful to watch what you all have produced and accomplished this year. You should all know that you have all been so crucial for the success of this year, so we would not have been as successful if it were all the hard work you guys put in here and in your committees. But so for those of you who are returning to Montclair in the fall, I hope you all come back and continue to make an impact on this campus. And to those of you who are graduating, I wish you all the best of luck on your next adventure, and it has truly been an honor to serve you all.
Thank you, Serafina. Any other officer reports?
Absolutely not. I'm not crying yet.
Okay, fair enough. All right, we'll move on to cabinet.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no.
We're not.
I do have a report.
Okay. Back into officer's report.
It's, Serafina's going to pull it up. It's something
that
she's
going to
do.
Oh, my God.
What about it?
What should
we
do?
Can I?
No, just push it. So it's going to go in the middle of you. It's something I played, you know, I made for you guys, and I hope you like it.
What?
It's a song?
It's not done. Okay, ready? All right. That's it.
I have no words.
I love you guys. Oh, man.
Thanks for the heartwarming performance. Okie doke. Alright, All right, moving back to cabinet reports.
Alright, who's going first? Me or
Logan? It's up to y'all.
I'll go first because I saw my pop-ups like
okay.
For a quick frame.
That's good. That's going on. Alright.
Yes. Hello everybody. It's my last report. Quite excited myself. It's been an honor to work with the SGA, the organizations, you, the legislature. So, my name is David Zepeda. If you don't know, I'm the director, or classroom director for this semester, and I can't see what's going on. So.
Sorry, David.
What happened in spring? Did spring disappear?
No, it's bad.
Hold up. That's not the one.
That's the only one.
Really? Okay, hold up. Because I have another one.
Right. So you can figure out.
All right, I'll figure out. You go.
I
take two later.
Just zoom in when you talk about it so they can see it.
Hey, y'all. I'm Monique. As y'all can see, I'm excited. Last meeting of the semester. So first, before I start, it's very unfortunate that all the orgs are not submitted in the accreditation packet. But Emma and I are in the works to letting them know about themselves and how important it is to follow the rules of the SGA, or they won't be an organization anymore. Okay, so at the bottom here, can you guys see the average at the bottom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So hosted events. All classroom organizations are supposed to host 8 events, and out of all the organizations that did submit, the average was about 5. About 6. Co-sponsorships, everyone has to do at least 3. Majority of the ones that submitted did more than 3, and the average of co-sponsorships was about 5, which is a really good number. appropriated funds. Each classroom organization is giving $2,000 a semester, and the average amount of money that was spent on all the organizations that actually spent some money was $929, which is horrible. The required points was a 4.9 and the bonus points a 1.4. So before I get into it, I just want to give a shout out to Mufasa and VPC for returning to class one. They worked hard. They worked hard this semester in making sure that the organization stayed on top of everything to make sure that they were able to charter to class one. So that's good. The organizations that are in red are the ones that did not submit. As you can see, some of their required points are all not the same because they still got points for attending some meetings and attending some town halls. It is unfortunate, again, that they did not submit the accreditation packet. Moving forward, as a class director, I think that it is very important that the organizations understand the rules and regulations under the SGA, and that they understand that whoever they send to the meetings or whoever they send to the meetings under the SGA must report back to the e-board to let them know, because I know a lot of the organizations don't send an e-board member. They'll send a general body member, and instead of them reaching out to the general body member to get the information, they just let it go, and they end up missing dates. They end up not submitting things on time. So just moving forward, I think that, especially for director meetings, I think that it's best for an e-board member to attend and not a general body member, just so that the information that is coming from the SGA to me to get to them is everything is running smoothly. But for the organizations that did submit, everyone did the best that they could. I know that a few organizations had trouble with booking spaces and the events being canceled, but they did reach out to me and make sure, so everyone that did submit an accreditation package stayed on top of their game, and they let me know the kinks in the road, so which is why the score is the way it is. Does anyone have any questions?
Great. Questions for Monique?
Sorry.
Ariana?
Point of information, so the organizations in red, are those numbers averaged into the total average?
Right, yeah, they are. So if I erase the zeros, the average will, of course, increase.
Okay.
But I put it in there because they're not inactive. Like, they're active, uh-huh, but they just didn't do anything, so it kind of just...
And follow? So it's not necessarily that they didn't do anything, it's just that they didn't submit their paperwork, so you don't...
Right, so I don't have any proof of what they did throughout the semester because they didn't submit anything.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for Monique? No? Thank you. All right, any other cabinet reports? David?
Let's try round two.
Okay.
Send it to Emma, if not, I'll just use my phone, because it's on my phone. Yeah. Send a copy. Wait, move it.
You go back there.
Okay.
Round three.
Yeah.
After. Okay. Can I just do it on my phone, or does it happen
to see it?
Oh, okay.
Zoom in when you talk about a specific
thing.
Yeah, just doing the averages, I think that's the most important.
Sure. I'm going to explain everything anyways. So good morning, my name is Marie Esther, I'm the class committee director. So I'm just going to read over it because it's a lot and it's very tiny. So the average hosted events for class three organizations, we have to host a minimum of 6 events. And so the average hosted events was actually 6.3 events. The average co-sponsorships was about 4.8, so roughly 5 co-sponsorships. Funds used. So this is one section that I'm actually very proud of class three organizations this semester, is that the average amount of appropriated funds that was used was $504. And that is because, and I'll go through it, a good amount of the organizations used at least 80% of their budget. So that was like really awesome. I'm just happy to say. The average bonus point was 3.23. The total point average, again, it was 9.7. And the average tier was 1.6. We had 7 inactive organizations, and so they did not factor into the total average or total score. And then onto the total. So there were 170 of an, events that were hosted by Class 3 orgs. There were 132 co-sponsors, and we spent a total amount of $13,534. I'm really happy. From last year, last semester, which was about just 10,000, this was like a really great job. Bonus points were about 88, total points 265, and then just an average for you all to know, there were actually 34 organizations in Class 3 of, 16 of them were tier 1s, 2 of them, I mean 8 of them were tier 2s, and 3 of them were tier 3s. And so, a good honorary shout out, I really have to say this, organizations who utilized the entire $1,000 appropriated to them. We had Montclair Animal Activists, Future Educators Association, and MSU Car Club. Organizations that hosted the most events were Justice for Education and MSU Car Club, and they hosted a total of 18 different events this semester. And then the highest co-sponsors from organizations were KSA and Montclair State Bangor, which co-sponsored with 18 different organizations. So that was really, really awesome. A couple of issues that we ran into throughout the semester from the Class 3 organizations. One big issue was financial. That was just that was probably something that was running throughout all of our meetings. Financial paperwork, financial training, financial understandings of the things that need to be done, when they need to be done, deadlines, and all that good stuff. And that is something that really affected Class 3 organizations, because they really wanted to use money, but they couldn't because they didn't understand, they missed the deadline, and all of that. And then last but not least, we had an average of 79% in attendance rate. I tried to make the meetings as fun as possible so people won't feel bored. They attended, which is great, but yeah, there it is. So yes.
Any questions for Marie?
Okay, thank you.
Emma. That's not a question, it's a statement. You've done a great job as a Class 3 director, and so obviously did Monique. But those numbers, I don't remember, can you just click the fall?
Yes.
Just for a second. On the bottom, yeah. And those averages, yeah, they just got up so much, and that's just, I think it's a testament, like 346 and now they're spending about 500. You know, that's a big, big number to be changing for the amount that they're spending, and then the co-sponsorships overall, obviously their bonus points are using higher, so I think that's just a testament to the direction that you've given them as a Class 3 director.
Awesome job. All right. Any other cabinet reports?
Okay. Should be good.
All right.
Should be good.
Have the charm. Let's go.
I made it all colorful like last semester. Because the other one got corrupted. There we go. Hello. Alrighty. So we got a full, nice, colorful sheet. So, we'll start off with. So just want to say, very happy that everyone was able to attain the tier one status right over there, all the way to the right side of the graph.
Can you zoom in a little bit?
Oh, sorry, yeah, sure. Is this fine?
Yeah, that's good.
Because there's a lot to it, because there's a key and there's also a couple notes. So compared to fall, let me see if we can pull up falls. Yeah, how do you switch to falls? I just want to show a comparison.
Click the check mark on the
top. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So I just want to also point out that I'm really happy that, you know, from falls we see kind of a bit more of like towards the 74% and like kind of some reds, and then we had like that 50%. I'm very happy to see that there is a big change. So now we have a lot of the orgs reaching really high up to try to spend all their money. There are some that, you know, aren't low, but they're in like at least the 74-75 percentile at minimum. But we have a lot of the orgs that didn't spend much money back in fall have now been spending a lot of their more of their money to provide for their events and stuff. So I'm really happy. And I just want to give a shout out to BSU. They really skyrocketed. They spent about 74% of their budget on fall. Now they like almost spent all of it for this semester. So the each category has a cell that has either a red color or a yellow color. The light red meaning it's the highest number in that category. And so you can see for hosted events, the highest was 23. There's a little asterisk because Newman Catholic has like Sunday Mass and that's really like considered as an event, but I don't do repetition, so I only count it once. But with all those Sunday Masses, they would actually have like 36 different events. But, you know, that's the highest for hosted events. The minimum is 10 events hosted by Class 1.org, eight hosted events, two weekend events, and the average is 13 for all of them. For bonus points received, the average is 6, or specifically 5.7. Average co-sponsorships in the organization is 17, along with co-sponsorships outside being 14. And average total for in and out is 26, and I didn't change that. But the average appropriate funds used is actually this total right here. So it would be 90% compared to
79.
Last semester with about 79%. So let me see anything else here. Here's a couple of notes. So the calculations, how it's done for at least the percentages for the appropriated funds is, I use this formula of the total appropriated funds spent on hosted events plus the co-sponsorships based on the class point sheets that they had to fill out. And it's not plus, it's actually like out of the total amount of money they have in their spring budget plus any yearly lines that they have used. So I can get a accurate calculation or percentage. There are asterisks on two organizations because they did have a lot of extra money added into certain budget lines. So I wanna be able to just omit that and get a percentage without those additional funds. So, does anyone have any questions regarding this whole big screen? Yes.
Can you explain the asterisk situation?
Oh, asterisk?
Yeah, what do you mean by them?
Like, those are just small notes. Because on their point sheet, I know for SASSA's, they actually spent, I think it was $5,888.88 on their banquet. Their holy line.
Yeah.
But their minimum is only $2,000. I mean, the maximum, sorry, is $2,500. So that's just like additional funds. I'm not sure if it came from surplus or emergency, but I want to be using that exact number that's on the actual budget, not using the additional
funds. Okay, so the numbers here are not
right.
The
well,
numbers that were basically.
What could I also have done to make it a bit more clear is that with this $5,738, is I could have just added that to that, so it would be
got
a percentage,
it.
But I just wanted to use bonus based on that.
Okay, thank you.
Ariana?
One clarification, I want to just say what you said, but simplify it.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I got
so,
it.
I know, but I don't know if everybody else did, but what he didn't add the extra funding that those organizations requested to that, so the percentages of the money is without that additional funding that they got. That's why there's an asterisk, so he can look back at it and know that.
Does anyone have any more further questions regarding this? I'll zoom out just so you can try to see the whole picture.
Okay. Seeing none. Thanks,
see
David.
Thank you.
Yeah, third time is the charm.
All right, up next.
So, good afternoon, everyone. Happy May. Yeah,
happy May.
It's final season. Those of you who don't know me, I'm the Class 4 director. My name's Ruthie. And these are the results from this semester. I didn't really compare it to last semester just because some organizations have gone inactive. And there's one new organization. So on the chart up top includes all the orgs that are under me, but some of them skewed the data because they didn't hand in anything or attend any meetings. So the bottom one, if this, depending on which one you want to look, the statistics differ. So in total, hosted events were 17 events in total. Class fours are under the RHA are told to try to host at least 4 events per semester. A lot of orgs told me it was a little hard for them to book certain spaces, and but eventually we got all that sorted out. And then for co-sponsorships, I think the orgs that got the hang of it, they did a lot better with co-sponsoring and working with other organizations. In fact, NPS, who give them a shout out, they just became a class 3. They got a full house, which they co-sponsored with class 1, class 2, class 3, and class 4. They did really well this semester. And the amount of money spent during the semester actually went up by $10 if you don't count the inactive orgs. The reason why money is, like, the money spent is so low is because it's actually, I've been told that it's hard because class 4s actually have to place a bill and then they have to request money, and the process is a lot different from class 2, class 3, and class 1. And then for class 4 meetings, I tried my best to accommodate them if they could, weren't able to come to mine. That's why the number is pretty high. And I had 6 meetings in total. Everyone, once they attended my meeting, I sent them a PowerPoint of what happened during the meeting so their future e-work could see it and kind of read that information. And then for bonus points, a lot of orgs didn't realize that they could get more bonus points, so I tried to work with them to give them a little bit more. And besides that, out of the 5 orgs, 3 of them got class tier 1, and 1 org was 1 point away, so had they just hosted an extra event or went to an extra town hall, they would have been also a tier 1, and 1 org was in tier 3. So overall, it was pretty good performance.
Cool. Any questions for the class 4 director? Okay.
Great job.
Thanks.
I love those red colors.
All right. Anything in programming? Guess not.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So as I said, these are fake gifts. I'm going to do it now because I know like a bunch of you have to leave. So I'm going to do it really quick. So these are the fake gifts. There's just a notebook with the SJ crest on them. The real gift is coming tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you still, so you have to go and you have to see it. So who, raise your hand if would you like a blue notebook? Blue. Blue. Blue.
Black.
Black
and white.
I only have a couple. All right, and then Primo will come with the black notebook. Blue. Blue and black.
I'll take black. Give them one of the multiples.
Go.
Yes.
I want one.
Wow.
One left.
Oh,
God.
Wow.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Emma Rush, I love you.
He probably was like,
yeah. This was just, you know, someone that we've used as a vendor, and they felt really bad that they couldn't get your real gifts here today, so they wanted to, you know, give you all something so you weren't leaving this empty-handed. However, you're really going to want to come and get your gift tomorrow or the next day.
Is there a specific time?
I'll send out in the group chats and everyone what time, like, they're supposed to be coming in tomorrow so we can pick them up.
Tomorrow's Thursday?
Yes. Oh, but you could pick it up on Friday or whenever.
Oh, no, I just lost kind of the
days. You can move on.
Okay. All right, so now moving into unfinished business. So we're going to go ahead.
Wait, do we committee reports?
Oh, we missed that. Committee reports. Never mind. Any other committee reports?
Guess not.
Okay. All right, now we're moving into unfinished business. So, now considering Bill S-2019-033 statute updates.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas the statutes is the governing laws of the Student Government Association, and whereas the Government and Administration Committee has worked on revising the statutes in an effort to remove redundancies, vague language, and establish a clear language to the statute. Be resolved that the proposed modifications of the statutes are made to go into effect for the spring 2019 semester. submitted by Jack Zhang, Chairman of Government Administration Committee, March 20th, 2019.
Okay, so we need an offer for this bill, Carla?
Motion to offer this bill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Carla, you are now the author of this bill. Okay. Author's report?
We've just been over it a lot of times, and I'm pretty confident in what we've come up with.
Gotcha. Questions for the author?
Okay.
Word report.
Right, so Carla's going to go over the statutes. Just kidding. All right, so as we go through, if you have any questions, stop me. I'll try to as best as I can. There's not any major changes, but do pay attention, please. So the first one is just going to be some housekeeping things, changing Janice administration to Saunders Didymus, that kind of thing. The bill, what's this called? Table of contents. I'll update the page numbers once I go ahead and resolve the comments. Rookie mistake last time I did that in the beginning, and then everything got shifted up, and I had to redo it. So we're not doing that. So our first change is the President Pro Tempore and the Office Administrator shall keep a file of all legislative bills. We're adding the Office Administrator because that's how it's done now. We just want to make sure that we went ahead and included that. This should have always been 3/4 vote. Not too sure why it wasn't. Might have been a typo going forward, but there we go. Any questions? So we're adding here where it says for PPT, so with the vice president present, the president pro tempore must serve as president of the legislature at minimum once per semester. This was a suggestion on my part, but once again, anything that I have in here is merely a suggestion. They all have the final say, so we can debate this if you would like. So what this is pretty much just saying to really take out any anxiety or nervousness or just really being prepared to run a meeting in the case that the president or the VP cannot be at the meeting. So as you all know, the vice president does oversee the legislature, and then when that person is absent, the PPT steps in. So this is just really allowing the PPT to have some training, hands-on. Any questions about it? Carry on.
So it's saying that the PPT has to run at least one meeting a semester.
Right.
Even if the vice president is present.
Right.
Yes.
Do you need me to go over again as to why?
No, I just don't think it's necessary, but that's just my opinion.
Does anyone else feel that way? Anyone else? So the majority of you are all saying that we should keep this.
Is it switching to the Senate?
Yeah, so any of the changes in the Constitution will not be reflected until the Constitution is looked over. And we still have to go forward with that process.
Okay.
Nothing else? I'm
I'll come back to you.
Why don't you just say it?
Because I have to think about how I want to say it, so
got it.
We can come back. I'll say.
Okay.
Sorry. I think that I think that it's just not necessary because it's going to be different moving forward, I think, if we elect the PPT in the spring, which is what it says in the Constitution, but it currently says that in the Constitution, so like technically we could be electing the PPT for next year today. I mean, no, we can't because nobody filled out packets, but like we could have done that.
No.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It says it in the Constitution that way.
No, we can't. It's the third meeting of the fall semester in the Constitution. We're changing it.
Okay.
To
the spring.
If that's how it is, then the PPT will know how a meeting is run already. I understand that the Constitution hasn't gone through, but I feel as though this is making policy for a specific person instead of the position as a whole. That's my opinion on it.
Jay?
I think practice makes perfect. So I think that the PPT should at least once a month actually do it.
Once a semester.
Can you clarify?
It's once a semester. Yep.
So I understand that it's going to be a little like people are going to have different opinions, but I think the opinion that right now is going to be the like I guess important would be Primo's, as he is currently serving as the PPT.
My personal opinion on this is I actually don't mind it being in there. I think that being that we changed the serving capacity, so if President Pro Tem Borky no longer be a freshman, it should be someone a little more experienced, like level-wise. But I think it serves as a useful little bonus, considering that not everyone is a born public speaker. Thankfully, I am. You know? I don't know. I think it's fine. I don't mind it.
No one cares about me.
So this isn't about this specific policy, but the changes we're making will be adapted for next year, correct?
For the
yes.
fall.
Correct. Okay.
I'd like to hear the current vice president's opinion on this, as they would have to step down from the meeting to allow the PPT to run the meeting.
I think that it's important that the vice president allows the president pro tempore to have practice during the semester, something that I did not actively do until I involuntarily did. And I think that, however, I think that that practice can be had a portion of the meeting. I don't think that necessarily you need the entire meeting to have practice running it, especially when depending on the nature of the semester. Like this semester just happened to be really unusual. Like me and Primo spoke about, you would take some time and run the meetings, but then we were dealing with the Constitution. So really, there were some things that were sensitive, and in order to make sure that these meetings didn't go until 7, you needed someone who was seasoned to run the entire meeting. I think you need someone who's seasoned.
I'd also like Jonathan's opinion, as he will be the vice president who will be dealing with this statute change.
Of course. Well, I think it's effective in, like, regardless, because I feel as though giving the PPT that opportunity lets them play a larger role in their part as delegated by the statute. So I think giving them the opportunity to at least practice, seeing how it is up here, and then as it is back there, I think it's practical to give them that opportunity. So I hope that's right. If that makes sense.
I'm going to say something on that. We discussed this a lot in GNA, and I come to understand the vice president's point of view. It doesn't necessarily have to be in there because the practice could be done if the vice president decides one day, okay, PPT, you can come up to practice because God forbid something happens. But this doesn't necessarily have to be in the statute. It's kind of just like adding an unnecessary policy, if I make myself.
Attorney General Dibas. In the event that the vice president and the president pro tempore feel that it's perhaps unnecessary for the person serving the capacity of president pro tempore to be at the front of the meetings because they feel that they're equipped to do it if needed to, how would the application of this violation occur?
So I think it would be with most things. There would be a notice of a violation. I would go to the judicial branch, and the proper procedures would be carried out. As Attorney General, where there is a spot for a recommendation on a sanction, if it was the first violation, I think it would just be having a meeting with the President and the PPT, or the Vice President and the PPT, rather, to discuss going forward. But ultimately, it lies with the judicial branch.
Nice avoidance.
Carry on.
I think it's good. I don't think it needs to be in the statutes. I think that breaking policy is not something that the executive vice president, along with the PPT, should be doing. And if it's open for them to not follow this, then they would be sanctioned. And I just don't think that's a good idea for them to have. that happened to them.
Would you like to call for a vote on this?
So would I motion to remove it, or?
It's, wouldn't it be,
I believe the Chief Justice wants to get a word in real quick, if we may.
Yes, thank you. Would it be possible, I'm not the one writing the law, but would it be possible to say, like the ability to lead the meeting once a semester in order to sort of give them the leeway without us having to sanction them?
That leads to a sense of vagueness, and with the policies, there should be no really room for interpretation. They should be as strict as possible. Of course, there's going to be interpretation with nearly anything, but that vagueness, I really don't recommend it being a policy. All right, here we go.
Can I motion to bring this to a vote?
Sure.
You do an informal vote.
All right, so.
And in favor of taking it out.
All right,
it's already there.
Gotcha. Okay, so who here is in favor of keeping this policy in the statutes? I guess raise your hand.
Okay. Please raise it high so it could be an accurate count.
Oh.
No, but you can speak on it.
All right. And now who here is against that?
Against keeping it in.
Yes. Oh, wow. I got 8 and 8.
All right, so I'm going to have
a final
say. So, not a final say, but kind of
yeah.
So when I wrote this policy, I did play with a little bit of devil's advocate, hearing both sides. I think as long as that there's a strong communication between the PPT and the vice president, and they have that strong understanding that, yes, the PPT is going to have some hands-on training, I don't think it necessarily needs to be a policy. I think if, I'll just say, so if Jonathan and the next PPT have that strong communication and he allows that person to have the hands-on training, I don't think necessarily it does have to be a policy. So, we have an 8 and 8, so I'm going to go ahead and take it out.
Okay.
Director of Sustainability. So this was a position created by Serafina. We had someone that was highly interested in the position, made a lot of sense, being that we did have someone to fill the capacity. However, that person is no longer serving in this role, and it was extremely challenging to find someone to fill it, if the president would like to speak about it, if she can. But going forward, from my perspective, it is extremely difficult to fill cabinet positions. To have another one that was really created and didn't really get off the ground, I don't feel as though it needs to be in the statutes. I will remind everyone that the president does have the ability to create position, create cabinet positions. They don't necessarily have to be in the statutes. So that's why I went ahead and took it out. Serafina, do you have a question?
It's lower. Maybe it's not. It's higher then. No, it's up.
Do you need to see something?
No, the director for programming.
Financial director. I don't know if you know that.
I have it down here in SLAM programming board.
Interesting placing.
I have it next to. Yes.
Sure.
I can move it up though.
Yeah.
And two cabinets.
Yeah.
All right. I'll copy and paste that at the end.
All right, just wait. Go back there.
What?
Never mind.
I have to go for this first.
Noted.
So these recommendations, I sat down with Casey Coleman. He is an advisor to SLAM. So the first one is each member of the board shall complete a minimum of 10 office hours per week. That's really how it is now. It says in the statutes 4. That's extremely inaccurate. So we're really trying to be as forward as possible. It's no different than really the SGA e-board. So we went ahead and made a 10. That's what the current e-board does serve. Shall have and maintain a GPA of 2.25. That's to match the executive board as well. And then each chair shall meet with their advisor at least bi-monthly. So right now it's monthly. From what I've understood, that there needs to be more communication between them, so I went ahead and made it bi-monthly with the recommendation of Casey. Any questions? No? Financial Director of Programming, I'll go ahead and move that up into the cabinet at the end of this. So this is a position created. It was once a part of SLAM, then it was taken back out. Now it's being recommended to be added back in. So one, shall be appointed by the outgoing and incoming SGA president each spring to allow for planning during the summer and for early fall activities. Shall serve as the treasurer of the SGA programming board, oversee all financial activity, reporting to the executive treasurer's office, assisting the SGA bookkeeper by ensuring that the four chairs complete paperwork, ensuring that the budget allocated to SLAM programming board is being used efficiently and responsibly in the best interest of the involved campus community. Any questions about the position?
Is it still that there can be two directors of programming and then a financial director, or is it just a director of programming and a financial director of programming?
I defer to Serafina.
So the intent was to have it just be a director of programming, a financial director of program, because having co-directors only works if the two people who are assuming those positions have worked together in years past on the board, because it's very difficult to put two people in charge of one board and kind of figure out what both their responsibilities are. And as we've seen kind of like in years past, or I have seen in years past, it's always been like, oh, go talk to mom, go talk to dad type of situation. And it's not been very beneficial for SLAM as a whole. So something that we felt to kind of, and also something paperwork-wise, it always asks for the organization president, organization treasurer, and we never had that distinction. So it was just something that I felt, and as well as Casey Coleman felt, that it would be beneficial for the organization to have that one person who just strictly focuses on the finances of SLAM, paperwork of SLAM, and kind of makes that, be that liaison between the treasurer's office and SLAM.
Follow-up. So there will only be one director of programming. So is that in there as well?
Yeah, so I hope I'm suggesting right here. Nope, that was illegal. One director of programming. Now I'll go ahead and take out number 5, shall be responsible for all paperwork.
Number 7 needs to change as well. You could probably just delete the whole thing. And what about number 4?
I think they can still be involved in that process.
And then the SN number 3.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions? So the elections committee, it looks like a lot, but we're really just changing things around to make it more clear and to take out anything that's repetitive. So the elections committee shall be formed no later than the second to last meeting of the fall semester, at which a definitive meeting time will be set. Definitive meeting will be set, great. It shall be chaired by a person appointed by the executive president, and bill formed by the first legislative meeting of the spring semester shall consist of 5 legislators and have a definitive meeting time. So one problem that we did have this semester was not really having enough time to plan for the elections, for as important as they are. I had a ton of help from Emma. The elections would have not have been what they were without her help. I'm not that familiar with financial paperwork. It can be extremely difficult to do financial paperwork. So by having someone that's well-seasoned in that area helped out tremendously. So by having just a few extra weeks for the committee to form a little bit earlier, will, I think, help out a lot. They'll be able to have meetings with the treasurer and have meetings with Pam if need be. But one thing is that we have a lot of momentum going right now for the elections, and we want to keep that up, especially with the programming aspect of it. So the goal is really to have the committee drive those programs, because in reality, it really was Emma and myself, purely because of time restraints. I would have loved to consult with the committee more on what kind of events they would like to see, but we were strapped for time to the nth degree. So I think moving forward by having that committee form a little bit earlier, that you'll see that momentum be able to be carried out into next year. Any questions? We took out that, and if you see a number two, this is literally just reworded up to number one. Any questions? This is a change for how class ones, the requirements to be rechartered. So I've spent a minimum of 4 consecutive years as a class two organization. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
So it actually should have been changed last year, but it wasn't because I didn't really catch it. So for the class two charters, it's 2 years. So you just couldn't have an odd number. I mean, like you could, but that'd be like they would have to wait for just weird. It would still be two. It would still be 4 years anyway, right? Because their charter doesn't expire. And I think with having 4 years, I think it's, well, one, now because we had the problem like, oh, were they chartered for 3 years? That was a question that Ariana brought up with Video Production Club, and the answer was unknown simply because there wasn't like a centralized location where all the charters were kept. They were pieces of paper, and then sometimes they got lost, but now it's all online, and the organizations have access to it, so I don't think it'll be hard to find the history. It'll be very easy, actually, to find the history of how long they've been chartered. They just see 2 bills in there, in their folder, and that just kind of tells you. And I think 2 years allows the organization to really, really show a presence on campus, because when you have 3 years, or especially 2 years, there could be, like, you know, you have a good board that carries over for the 2 years. And I thought 3 was a great number, but since the chart period changed, you have to change it. I think 2 is too little. You want to show consistency. Class 1 organizations are always supposed to be held to this high standard. They're not supposed to be dropped down the next time they charter. That's not the idea. So that's why 4 instead of 2.
Any questions? So this is what y'all voted on last week with the financial policies, approving class 1, 2, and 3 to have access to special as well as emergency appropriations, which is you'll see down below. So $5,000 for class 1s, $3,000 for class 2s, $2,000 for class 3s. This is purely to reflect the decision that everyone made last week on voting the financial policies. This has been cleared with the organizations as well, as we discussed when we went over the financial policies. Any questions about it? Okay. This was referencing the wrong area, so you went ahead and updated that. Same thing applies to this section. Credit to James Rush, matching that out. Sure, I'll do a command F and we'll take care of that.
All right, thank you. I appreciate
no problem, James. There's a beautiful judicial court. Wow. Credit to former Attorney General Emma Rush.
Shout outs to them.
We love Chef. Gotta reward everyone. Code of Ethics. So this is super important that we have this. So kind of a really a hindsight as to, I'm not too sure as to why we never did, really just should have always been a thing. So appointed, petitioned, or elected members of the legislative, judicial, and executive branch must be in good standing with the university determined by the Dean of Students Office. Executive board members of any subsidiary organizations must also be in good standing with the Dean of Students Office. This is really to say, you know, if you're getting expelled or, you know, you're not in good standing with the university, you should not be serving the students in your position. So this is really something that we said, why don't we have him? If Emma would like to speak about it, she can.
Yeah. This, I want to say this was somewhere in here in some capacity, but in our policies, it's good academic standing. And after speaking with the Dean De Carvalho, she told me that it's not the same thing, good academic standing and their good standing in terms of how the university defines it's different. So the only way, so like, let me provide a scenario for you. Like the only way that if y'all do something wrong, the university deems wrong, like whatever it is, like there's many different infractions you can have, right? You can look at the policies, it's there on the website. The university can put in some like disciplinary procedures, for example, probation, you know, go to this thing, go to that meeting, whatever, et cetera. And I think that it's really important that you're part of the Student Government Association, and for all the executive board members representing organizations under the student government, we hold ourselves to a really high standard of ethics, and making sure that we are not, you know, getting into any type of trouble with the university because we are student leaders on this campus. This is not to say that, you know, that they cannot come back infraction that the university gave, like, is relieved. So, example, I was speaking to Dean De Carvalho, and she was talking about how, like, if you're on probation, that, and then you're obviously, we would be notified, they would notify us, if the person's off, and then they would be allowed to join again. So it's not like they're never, you're totally gone from the SGA completely. It's just for that period of time that you are not in good standing with the university.
Or is this just like they'll be suspended from the SGA and then an interim will be appointed and then they can resume their job once if they resolve their issues with the university?
So it's specifically not stated there because it's a case-by-case situation. So what happened was the Attorney General would offer the notice of citation saying this policy I've noticed being informed by the Dean of Students Office has been broken, please show up at judicial court, and then judicial court would provide the appropriate sanction for it. Just because we have no history of it, we don't want to put a finite sanction on this because I think it's really, really case by case that you're going to be dealing with. There could be minor items with the university that wouldn't require someone to be removed completely from their position. Does that?
That's why I was asking that question.
Yeah.
I just want to note that the process of the Dean of Students Office with going forth with any violations is one of the most democratic I've seen from other institutions, from friends I have. We do have the Student Conduct Panel, which is made up of students hearing other students, hearing their fellow peers' case. Very awesome that we do have that. So I just want to point it out that it's a very democratic process if a student were to have to go through this. Any questions? And y'all could be a part of that. I'm a hearing officer. So that's all I have. Are there any other questions about anything else that I... Julian?
Were there any changes in the statutes related to justices in general? Because I knew that there were proposed changes in the Constitution, but I'm following what happened.
Yeah, so anything that was in the Constitution will not be reflected in this until we figure out a concrete plan going forward with the Constitution. There are, you know, talks happening right now with our attorney as to figure out how we're going to get that Constitution solidified, passed, ratified, or attorney want to use. So anything that was in the Constitution is not going to be reflected in these statutes. That'll be for the next Attorney General and the Executive Court to hammer out. Any other questions?
We're going to go ahead and move into committee report.
Can I motion to go back to the author's report?
Sure, go for it.
Motion to make a formal amendment to the bill.
Okay, is there a second?
And the be it resolved that at the end, can we change effect for the spring 2019 semester to the, oh, sorry.
Board of Principal Privilege, someone just typed into the room.
And did what?
Added letters into the middle of the bill.
Primo, can you rectify that? Thank you.
I'm sorry. To change effect for the spring 2019 semester to the day following the close of the spring 2019 semester.
All right. Anything else in Heather's report? Okay. So we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for those amendments to be adopted. All those in favor? All those opposed, all those abstaining, amendments have been adopted. Anything else in Heather's report?
No.
Okay. Emma?
The reason why we changed that, because it was wrong. I want like everyone to know that in the statutes go into effect the day following the close of the semester that they were passed in. However, it's historically been written incorrectly. I myself as Attorney General never caught it. So we caught it this year. So that's why we're not just like making up a new way for them to go into effect.
Point of personal privilege, can you say it again?
Here.
Okay. Questions for the committee?
Oh, wait, I didn't give my report.
Oh.
Sorry.
Office report.
021 negative recommendation, pending amendments. Yeah, oh, sorry.
It's all good. Okay, questions for the committee? All right, debate and discussion on this bill. Emma?
You were going to get back to something.
No, I said it.
Okay.
It was taken out.
Got it. Okay, anything in debate and discussion? All right, seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes.
You know, right. If you want, I guess. Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, now considering Bill S-2019-089, Attorney General Appointment.
Oh, I got
this down. Oh. The Enactic Legislature of the Student Government Association, Montclair State University, Incorporated, that whereas.
Just say what the bill is.
James Rush.
No, just say insert name.
Insert name has expressed interest in serving the students of Montclair State University and because I have met with insert name in regards to the position to discuss the duties and responsibilities for said position and whereas I have found insert name to be fully prepared and qualified for this position, be it resolved that insert name is appointed to the position of Attorney General for the 2018-2019 school year, submitted by Serafina Argenis, SGA President, April 23rd.
This report?
Motion to make a formal amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Anytime it says insert name, please change it to James
Rush. Gotcha. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for these amendments to be adopted. All those in favor, all those opposed, all those abstaining, amendments have been adopted. Anything else in author's report?
Yeah. So James Rush has had expressed interest in the Attorney General for next year back in December or January, like early on in the year. And that's why we had talked about him being student advocate, and he told me he was going to make it a point to do a lot more this past semester to be ready for this year, and he has done that. Student advocate, he's also joined the government administration committee this semester, to make sure that he knows as much as he can know, and will take these things to the summer and learn. So I'm very confident in his abilities, and I think this is going to be a great position for him for the next step of his career.
Questions for the author?
Could have been preaching to the author. Should the bill say 2019 to 2020?
Yep. Can I have an agenda?
Okay. Yes. I'm going to make a formal amendment.
Okay. Is there a second to go back into author's report?
Second.
Okay. Now in author's report.
Okay. Motion to make a formal amendment in the resolution to please change 2018 to 2019 to 2019-2020 school year.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for the amendments to be adopted. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Amendments have been adopted. Anything else in author's report?
Yeah, friendly amendment. S2019, not F2018, my bad.
Gotcha.
So yeah, for the same templates for those.
Noted. Okay, anything else? Yeah. Okay, questions for the author. Okay, candidate support.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm James, if you don't already know me. So I'll make one question for I joined GMA last semester, this semester. Okay. I guess I'll start with what I told the committee yesterday. I've wanted to become the Attorney General since around the end of October, ever since we went to the St. Louis trip for the legislative meeting. It's because I attended a little session there about how to make a more effective judicial branch, and while I think our judicial branch is effective, I've met a lot of people who are currently the attorney generals at their own universities, and hearing a lot about their stories made it the system seem really interesting. So the first time I read the statutes was the flight home from St. Louis. That it was like 12 o'clock at night, and I had nothing else to do while on that plane, so I read the statutes in their entirety for that time. And as soon as I came back, I joined GNA that followed me. And I think I've made a lot of helpful contributions to the statutes so far. I think I know a lot about them, and that's why I wanted to become the student advocate, because it's very important to our judicial branch to have someone representing in that position, and it was kind of a crime, not really a crime, but that we didn't have anyone as a student advocate before that, because it's really important so that the SGA runs ethically. So that's why I became a student advocate, and also to prepare myself for the Attorney General. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but there really hasn't been anything for me to advocate for, because there were no judicial court hearings. So that's not unfortunate, because it means everyone's doing everything they were supposed to, but it's fortunate that I couldn't work in that capacity. I've met with Joe several times. We share office hours, so I get to have great conversations with him. I've met Serafina now twice talking about the position, and I think I'm qualified with all my knowledge of the statutes and my ability to reason properly on what type of citation should be held against people.
Okay. Questions for the candidate? Ariana?
Are you versed with Robert's Rules of Order?
I did attend one of the meetings at that event about Robert's Rules of Order, and I have learned them from being in the legislative meetings.
Any other questions for the candidate? Okay, committee report.
Received a 031 negative recommendation pending amendments, and I was
happy. Gotcha. Questions for the committee? Okay. Debate and discussion on this bill.
I have had the pleasure of working with you this semester in your position. Like you said, fortunately, we haven't had any cases that you've had to serve a student advocate for, but I highly recommend you for this position. I hope the legislature votes for you.
Joe?
As the current Attorney General, I feel completely, I have the utmost confidence in James taking on this role. I have met with him several times. In GNA, he plays an extremely active role. He's been extremely helpful.
Anything else in debate and discussion? All right. Seeing none, we need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations. Now considering Bill S-2019-088, Financial Director of Programming.
Yeah, and that's by the legislature. The Student Government Association, Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Danielle Gonzalez is expressed.
Keep going,
Pearl. It's a Financial Director. 88.
My bad. Being an act by the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Manuela Alonso has expressed interest in serving the students of Montclair State University, and whereas I, along with the selection committee, have met with Daniela in regards to the position of Financial Director of Programming to discuss the duties and responsibilities for said position, and I have found Manuela Alonso fully prepared and fully qualified for this position. Be it resolved that Manuela Alonso appointed for the position of Financial Director of Programming for the 2019-2020 school year, submitted by Serafina Arkenese, SGA President, April 23rd, 2019.
Author's report.
Motion made a formal amendment. In the second whereas, where it says, have met with Danielle, but Danielle just changed Danielle with Danielle to Manuela Alonso.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. We need a two-thirds majority vote in order for these amendments to be adopted. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendments have been adopted. Anything else in the author's report?
Friendly amendment, S-2019, not F-2018.
Okay. Questions for the author?
Is the candidate coming to the meeting?
She said she was coming. I'm having somebody reach out to her to find out where she's at.
Follow-up?
Ariana.
Would you like for us to motion to consider this bill later in the meeting?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Motion to consider this bill later in the meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Do you need a vote? What? A vote? Okay. So we will now consider this bill later in the meeting. All right, moving on. Oh, Ariana.
Motion to consider bill number, it says F-2018-086.
086. Yearbook editor in chief?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Vote on that.
Jeff.
What? Vote on that. No. Okay. Okay, so we now consider bill S-2019-086, yearbook editor in chief.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association, Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Mackenzie Garrity has expressed interest in serving the students of Montclair State University, and whereas I have met with Mackenzie Garrity in regards to the position of yearbook editor-in-chief to discuss the duties and responsibilities for said position, and whereas I have found Mackenzie Garrity to be prepared and fully qualified for this position, be it resolved that Mackenzie Garrity is appointed to the position of chief of staff for the 2019-2020 school year submitted by Serafina Argenise, SJ President, April 23rd, 2019.
Okay. Author's report?
Yeah, motion to make a formal amendment to the resolution to change chief of staff to yearbook editor-in-chief.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We need a two-thirds majority vote in order for these amendments to be adopted. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Amendments have been adopted. Anything else?
Friendly amendment, S-2019.
Got it. Okay, questions for the author? I guess candidates report.
So Mackenzie had a family issue. She had to be at a funeral today, so she sent me a statement that I'm going to read on her behalf, and I will also be speaking on her behalf as she is currently the yearbook editor-in-chief as well. So, hello everyone. Sorry I couldn't be here today to make a speech, but I hope all is well. As you may know, I'm the current yearbook editor-in-chief. I have been a part of your book club since I was in middle school, and I am and have been thrilled to continue it through college, especially with the leadership position since my freshman year. My freshman year, I was appointed the managing editor, so basically the right-hand man for the editor-in-chief. Then, for this past school year, I was the editor-in-chief for the book that is going to be completed after the spring of 2019. Your book has been something I've always been passionate about, something I even did during my math classes in high school, and I would be more than happy and excited to continue as your editor-in-chief for the 2019-2020 school year. As for a plan for the book, I've already have a theme I've thought of, and I'm already working with the publishing company on designing a cover, as well as multiple other ideas that I'd love to put into the next year's book. This year, I've worked tirelessly on this book to make sure that it is the best that it can be. It is currently almost completed and is expected to be done before the deadline, which is phenomenal. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to contact me through email at yearbook.sga@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and again, I'm sorry I couldn't be there, but again, I hope everyone is great and has a great day. Thank you.
Questions for the candidate? Guess not. Okay, committee report. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We need a 3/4 majority vote in order to discharge committee. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Committee has been discharged. Debate and discussion committee. Ariana?
No. Committee was discharged.
Oh.
Mackenzie has done an incredible job this year. Those of you that don't know, she is either at every large-scale event or has somebody come to every large-scale event to take photos of the events. She was named the cabinet member of the year at the Normal Ball on Sunday, and I think that it would be a disservice to the campus community for her to not continue as the yearbook editor-in-chief.
Jill?
Might be a little biased considering she's my sorority sister, but Mackenzie's worked so tirelessly on this yearbook all year. Even when she's not supposed to be in her office hours, she's still, you know, when we're all sitting together eating lunch, she's like, I have to work on yearbook, and she's always working on it for the students. So I don't see why she shouldn't be editor-in-chief for another year.
Anything else? Scott?
Is there anyone else running for this position?
No, since I wrote the bill for Mackenzie.
Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? All right, seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congrats. Okay, so. Is the director of programming here? Okay. Now considering Bill S-2019-087, Director of Programming.
Be enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that whereas Daniela Gonzalez has expressed interest in serving the students of Montclair State University and whereas I, along with the selection committee, have met with Daniela in regards to the position of Director of Programming to discuss the duties and responsibilities for said position and whereas I found Daniela Gonzalez fully prepared and fully qualified for this position, be it resolved that Daniela Gonzalez is appointed to the position of Director of Programming for 2019-2020 school year, submitted by Serafina Arginis, SGA President, April 23rd, 2019.
Author's report.
Motion to make a formal amendment. In the second, whereas I've met with Daniela Gonzalez.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for these amendments to be adopted. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Amendments have been adopted. Anything else?
Friendly amendment.
Go for it.
Yeah, 2019.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Okay, questions for the author. Okay, candidate support.
Hi. Just explain why. Okay, cool. So I've been a part of SLAM for now this past year as the on-campus event chair, and a lot has happened this year in regards to SLAM. We have lost, after the fall semester, 3 of our chair people, our director of programming, Amanda, and then our live entertainment, Monica, and our off-campus, Noelle. And we then assigned 2 new chair people for live and off, and then updated Cassie as our financial, as our director of programming. And throughout it all, I like to say I helped a lot in the transition and keeping slamming. We've gone through a lot. It was hard to adjust to this year and everything that's happened. And I think I know enough with SLAM and paperwork and everyone's position to be director of programming.
Okay. Yeah. Questions for the candidate? Okay, committee report?
4-0 positive.
Questions for the committee? Okay, debate and discussion on this bill? Yep.
As treasurer, I've seen that I take charge and making sure that work is done correctly for her.
Anything else in the debate discussion? Go for it.
You know, Pat has once in a while where she can fund, but she's always happy and she's always on top of her stuff. She always does everything on time, and I see her always with hand getting stuff together.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations. Nice. All right, moving on. Now considering Bill S-2019-027, MSU Muse Class 4 Tournament.
No.
Yes.
We're gonna do pre-vet actually.
Pre-vet?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. To do the same now.
Okay. So instead of that, we're gonna consider Bill S-2019-031 Pre-Vet Class 4 Charterment.
Yes, you have to be.
3-1.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Pre-Vet would like to rechart as a class 4 organization for the Student Government Association. And
do you have my presentation? I sent it through the.
And whereas Pre-Vet would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Pre-Vet would like to receive a charter for the fall 2019 to spring 2020 time period, be it resolved that Pre-Vet receives a charter from fall 2019 to spring 2020, submitted by Javon Boggins, SGA legislator, March
18,
2019.
Okay, seeing that Javon is not here, we need someone to take authorship of this bill. Oh, Ariana.
Motion to take authorship of this bill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Ariana, you are now the author of this bill. Okay, author's report.
No report.
Questions for the author? organization report. Okay, so you have 6 minutes to give your presentation. You'll get one at the 5 minute mark. Go for it.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
Am I good to start?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So hi everybody, I'm Matthew Castellon. I'm trying to start a pre-vet club here at Montclair State, and it also encompasses animal science. It's a class 4 organization. I'm trying to start it for next fall, 2019. So I am a biology major on a pre-vet track. I have a minor in sustainability. I've worked with many different animals before, including dolphins, baby alligators, giant Burmese pythons. It is really interesting, and unfortunately, Montclair has no pre-vet program here, so I'm trying to start something up so I can include everybody. So that's the purpose of PVAS, pre-vet slash animal science, is to provide an opportunity to students at Montclair to explore the different various aspects of veterinary medicine. Unfortunately, there is no program here, and there aren't too many students. So PVAS would be a great way to allow students to interact and to be able to meet and to explore new fields that people would never know at Montclair be able to have. And also to expose a hands-on experience in laboratory animals, wildlife, and exotic species. I have a lot of contact with different veterinarians and a lot of different shelters in the area that we can get students to be involved with, which could also count towards community service for any other things that they need. So we do have a few other organizations on campus that may be similar to this. We have the Environmental Club in USGBC. Unfortunately, these guys only work with the environment. I've been to both of the club meetings. They don't typically work with animals. We have the biology and pre-med slash pre-dental club. And again, these guys, yes, they are biology related. However, there are no veterinary fields in these clubs. And unfortunately for veterinary medicine, you need a lot of different experience compared to dentistry or human medicine. Also, we have the Montclair Animal Activist Club. I was part of that freshman year. That was 2 years ago for me. And yes, they do show their passion for animals. However, there is no science involved. And for veterinary medicine, you do need a lot of science and to back you up. So PVAS would be a unique organization. So this one, it would be the only type of club on campus, and it could be a huge milestone for future students and prospective students to come, because there is no pre-vet program here. So to allow some sort of bridge that that could allow new students or even current students to be able to get that hands-on experience, I think it would be extremely vital. So for vet school, you need a ton of different hours. You need around 1,000 hours of animal experience and veterinary experience, a lot more than you would need for medical school. So this club could actually help students get on the right track. I am applying to vet school this month, so I will be finding out soon if I'm able to get in. I actually did a presentation for Netflix. Mm-hmm. That's a Burmese python. As I was saying, it allows you to get a lot of hands-on experience. So again, we have a lot of connections here at the Stay and Save clinics, just cat shelter that's right down the road from here. And also, Montclair does have laboratory animals. It's not, we don't hurt them and anything. A lot of the cool things that we're doing, which what I was a part of, was lab animal therapy. So, we have service dogs and we have service cats and stuff. So we were trying to train rats because they're small, compact, and they actually do make great pets and they're all very smart. So that's what I was able to do. And I would love to be able to share that experience with other pre-vet students or even non-pre-vet students, to anybody who would like to get their hands on experience with different types of animals. So as of now, I have 5 board members. I have one advisor, Dr. Keenan. He is in the biology department. He's a neuroscientist I work very closely with. I have around 15 students who would be very interested in this already, that are ready to sign up and get started whenever I'm able to get the club up and running. And I feel that promoting PVAS will be very easy on this campus, because there's a lot of cool opportunities that I could offer. In terms of benefiting the campus community, Montclair State should serve as a place for new students, for new opportunities, and I feel it's important for students to be able to explore all different various fields that you can get a ton of different goals accomplished. And we can also collaborate with a ton of different organizations for Earth Day. We have wildlife conservation events that we could get started, even Greek life during finals when we bring in the dogs. Next Tuesday, May 7th, they're bringing in miniature horses. I have a lot of different animals that I could bring in that could help, especially I have close connections with Jenkinson's Aquarium. I used to work there. We can even bring penguins up to Montclair. I have different types of snakes. I know some people may not be into snakes, but the giant Burmese python I was holding before, I'd be able to get in. This will all be great for promoting the club. So for the budget breakdown, I plan on using our money to help with
admission to different field trips, which you'll see on the next slide. Help with fundraising, provide some food, light chips, light snacks at different meetings. Through the permission from MSU and the SGA, I have a lot of different cool animals I could bring in, like hedgehogs, pigs, dogs, ferrets. And you know, if I could bring those animals to campus, I feel like it would be great for advertising, great for fundraising, especially if you'd be able to take a selfie with one of them, pay a dollar, some sort of fundraiser for it. So it's kind of difficult to estimate how many students will join and do these and participate in the events because the club is not established yet. But I can estimate that 5 to 15 students per field trip that would actually come to it. So these are some of the different trips that I could offer. I have close connections with all of them. I used to work at Turtleback. It's $12 for admission. Rizzo's Wildlife World, which is where I currently work now, with all these cool different exotic animals. Only $10 per admission, but I could even bring the animals to campus. Jenkins' Aquarium, as I mentioned, Six Flags Safari, which is down south and in Jackson. And also the Raptor Trust, which deals with different hawks and raptors. And it actually is free to go there. So I feel like we should receive a charter. It could give a lot of different students at Montclair a great experience. I have a lot of great ideas to actually get this, the club going. And I feel that the money that we could raise could help with future programs and give students a lot of these new experiences that they've never been able to, accomplish before. Any questions?
All right. Thank you.
Ariana.
Motion to nominate Carla as temporary PPT.
Is there a second?
Does she accept?
Oh.
Does she accept?
Oh, did you accept, Carla?
Thank you.
All right. Carla, you now have the temporary PPT. All right. Questions for the organization?
Yes.
Kevin.
I'm sorry?
Where can you purchase Burmese
pythons? You would like to purchase one?
Ariane?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to strike that question down.
You can just ask me later if you like.
Any questions for the organization? Evan?
What type of events would you hold on campus more specifically, like that would incorporate like somebody who's not interested in being a vet?
So again, for the vet events, yes, we could have public speakers that come in, like certain veterinarians, different scientists, to help explain the vet field. But also, we could do stuff with like wildlife conservation, different like cleanups on campus, events such as that, that you don't have to be in a science field to enjoy working with the animals.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Committee report?
It's okay. I'll do the business question.
Okay. Questions? All right.
Committee report.
Debate and discussion on this bill?
What's the committee? No. Committee report.
Committee report.
I know.
It's right here.
Hi.
400, positive recommendation.
Okay, got that. Questions in committee? Okay. Debate and discussion on this bill. Ariana.
So there have been a lot of events on campus that involve animals, and there has been a lot of kickback from other organizations on campus in regards to bringing animals to campus. Mm-hmm. So if you are not able to bring animals to campus, or if you receive a lot of kickback from bringing animals to campus, how do you intend to allow your organization to grow and strive without bringing the animals to mm-hmm. campus?
So all the members, that the original members like on the e-board, we all have cars. And I feel that, I have a lot of connections to all these different animal places, like Rizzo Wildlife World, Turtleback. We call a carpool to get to these places and still hold the events outside of campus.
Great.
And we don't have to worry about the liability issues of bringing in animals on campus.
Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? Joe?
Don't want to be a vet, but this seems like a really cool organization.
Cool.
It seems like you know a lot, and good luck if you're applying and everything like that. And I feel like a lot of people would be interested in this, so, yeah.
Julie.
I just want to let you know, make sure that any animals that you do bring are coming from vetted and certified, pun intended. no personal pets are permitted to be part of your friends, just
Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? No? All right. Seeing none, you need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations.
Yes.
Now considering bill S-2019-027 MSU Muse Class 4 Charter Note. James.
This organization has to go up now, and then we're going to break.
Yes.
So we're charting for class 3.
Yeah.
Oh. That was in the paper.
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
Okay, we're good.
You're good.
Thank
yep.
you so much.
Then, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Let's go ahead and
pop up soon.
Okay, so we need an author for this bill. Ariana?
Motion to take authorship of this bill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ariana, you're now the author of this bill.
Order of personal privilege, what's the bill number?
27.
Thank you.
Okay, author's report. Are you ready? Questions for the author? Organization report? So you'll have 6 minutes to give your presentation whenever it pops up.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it gone?
It's gone. It's going to come up in a second.
Thank
it's
you.
Okay.
Okay. We're good?
Go for it.
Hi, guys. My name is Kia. I would be the president of MSU Muse Art Club on campus.
And I'm Kai Edwards, and I'd be the vice president. And Maria would be the treasurer, but she could not make it today.
Okay, so MSU Muse, we're applying for a class 3 organization. We are initially starting up for next year, fall of 2019. So, MSU Muse, we're inspired by the muses of Greek mythology. Their goal and their purpose was to influence and provide creative properties to anyone who looked for it. And that same devotion to the arts will be present in MSU Muse's foundation. We will be our mission is to welcome and encourage all skill levels from art majors to non-art majors alike to partake in the arts. So we'll have planned activities and excursions to bring the creative world to campus and take students to creative spaces. So the only club on campus that would be even comparable to a fine art club would be the Media Arts Mashup Club, but they're focused on the technology side of things. They are music production, video production, graphic designs, things of that nature, where MSU Muse would be partaking in the fine art world, such as painting, photography, weaving, and sculpture.
So some of the events that we have planned would be tie-dye day, Bob Ross paint night, making paper mache pumpkins, an origami station, and making gingerbread houses. And then some of the spring events that we have planned would be hot air balloon weaving, bracelet making, a bubble paint night, plastic bottle flowers, and a photography seminar.
Benefits. So MSU Muse would be that creative sanctuary for all students to help relax, de-stress. We know college students were super stressed, so we will be that space that would allow anyone, art majors and non-art majors alike, to relax and de-stress. We will do that through having different events. All of them would be in many formats and mediums to welcome all skill levels to these events, as well as we would hope to do some excursions, such as going to the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, Storm King Sculpture Park. I have connections to Luna Park in Sandiston. So those were some of the events that we would like to host off campus as well as on campus.
So far we have 3 e-board members, 1 advisor, our Professor Z, and so far we have 15 members.
So this is our budget breakdown. As Kaya mentioned, all those events, we have budgeted a certain amount of money for it, how much it'll take for each person, as well as expected number of co-sponsorships that we would like to have.
so why should we receive a charter? So there's no art club on campus, so we will be filling that position of that art resource on campus. We also feel that we would be the great people to do it. We are freshmen, we are here to see this thing grow throughout our 4 years here, and I think we can make it happen. We have plenty of connections throughout to help us get accustomed to the SGA standards, and we could do it, I think so.
Thank you.
Okay, questions for the organization?
There, a point of a personal privilege there to the right of you.
Hi there. This is me?
Yeah.
Oh, hello!
Hi there.
You guys are so great. Are you all in the art
major?
No, we're not. I'm analytics.
Okay, just fine. Just
and our treasurer is Chad. She's trial advocacy. So we are just art-loving people who are here to make it happen.
Okay.
Emma.
Thanks.
Emma.
Great. So legislature, there are two art clubs going up today. Organization or point of information to organization review. Did you note this in your recommendations that there's two art societies that deal with fine arts?
Honestly, you'd have to speak to G.
Okay. She anyone else remember these presentations from organization? Yeah.
I do remember this one.
An art society.
I was not there for that one.
Got it. Okay. So legislature, awesome. This is what's going to happen. We're going to fill out the debate and discussion, do all of that awesome, and then we're going not to vote on it, and we're going to allow the other organization to have their bill considered, do the presentation. And then we'll have a vote on both of those. Does that make sense? Because if you vote on one and it, you know, one organization charters and we can't have two of the same organizations on campus, correct? We all get that. Or you could, but I suggest not. Does everyone understand that?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Jill?
What is the number of the other bill that you said is similar?
It's
Five is art society.
Yes.
Okay. So, question.
May we make a point if this is the time to do so?
Go for it.
So, art society, is that for art majors and non-art majors?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's for both.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone can join us.
Okay. Thank you. Just want to make sure.
Okay. So, any other questions for the organization? Okay. Committee report.
No report. But they did get a 500 positive official recommendation.
Okay.
So we have five members at the moment.
Gotcha. Questions for the committee? Okay. Debate and discussion on this bill. Ty.
As you guys know, I said I met with them. Not to sound like biased because I did not meet with the other committee, but I feel like they had a great idea, especially being with the fact that they aren't art majors. So it's like when we sit here and we ask these questions like, oh, well, are people that aren't involved with this allowed to join? Like, this is a prime example of you don't have to like solidify yourself to a major to enjoy something and to love something. And the budget breakdown was very good. They had like the right ideas. They were very like calming and like, it was just a nice atmosphere. Like you can tell like it's going to be something that you go to and like it's very relaxed and mellow and just enjoyable. Great job on your presentation, and that's all I have to say right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Ariana?
Motion to consider this bill later in the meeting.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We'll vote,
right? We vote on this.
Okay, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order to consider the bill later. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill will be considered
short
later.
Recess.
Okay.
What?
Second.
10 minutes. Because I can eat while I'm sitting.
Let's see. Okay, now consider
having a recess.
Oh, we're having a recess. Okay. Okay, so now we'll be having a recess to enjoy the food in the back.
And
so
meeting will be reconvened at 5 o'clock.
Meeting will be reconvened at 5 o'clock.
great. Yep. All right. Legislators get the food first, and the people on the sides.
Now,
wait, I have an idea. Let's introduce.